Welcome to the Biz for Good show with your hosts, Bobby Glenn James and Ryan Pilkington. The Biz for Good podcast is a fun and adventurous series that dives into the world of business, nonprofit, and startups, making a difference in the world for good. Get ready for another episode. Hey, cue that sick intro.
For good.
Welcome to episode 7 of the Biz for Good show podcast. Today, Bobby's going to be going solo and interviewing David Bradford, which is a big name in the computer world and has many things that he's done over the years. Check out his bio on our webpage for all the things that he's been involved with. We're grateful for David for being here. Currently, he's working on and is the CEO of Fluent Worlds, which is a revolutionizing language training, basically in 3D virtual world, and something that's going to help bridge the gap with diversity. We're so grateful for him again for being on the show, and I'll kick it over to Bobby on that interview.
Welcome, followers, listeners, everyone out there, to the Biz for Good show. Boy, do we have an amazing show for you today. I've got a powerful guest. I know we say all of our guests are amazing, but they truly are. And today we have a special treat. We have David Bradford in the house. We are so excited to have David. I apologize. My right-hand man, Ryan Pilkington, is not here for our interview. He will be here for segments, though, because I will go crazy at the segments. So I would love to take the time. We're just going to go straight into our interview. I would like to introduce everyone to David Bradford, considered one of the most networked human beings in America today. Is that correct, David?
My wife calls me the human internet, so yeah, something like that.
Something like that. Awesome. You know, you're a true individual to be taken seriously when you put your name in and your Wikipedia page comes up the very first thing. So we're excited to have you on the show, David.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So I'm going to jump right in. We talk, as everyone knows, this is Biz for Good. We talk about business for good, and I know you've done so much in business. You've been a part of billion-dollar companies. You've CEO'd in so many spaces. I mean, you've seen business from every angle, every view, up, down, sideways, you name it. So I want to know from you, what do you think is the most important part of business? In your 40 years, what is the most important thing that you've learned?
It's all about people. At the end of the day, I have a 60-30-10 rule, and it goes like this. 60% of the success of any corporate enterprise is based on its people. 30% to be sure, product and service, and 10% dumb luck. But in the end, you have got to bring a team around you that knows how to execute and get things done. So it's people, people, people.
People, people. Awesome. We talk about people constantly, that nobody has done anything by themselves. And that leads me to this question. We talk about the giants, you know, Apple and Microsoft. Bill Gates did not do Microsoft without Allen. You know, you don't do things by yourself. And Apple was not created. Steve Jobs didn't create Apple by himself. He used Steve Wozniak. And with that said, I would like to know, I know that in one of your companies, you brought Steve Wozniak on as the science officer. How does that work? How do you connect with an icon like that and pull him into your vision?
Well, it's a lengthy story, and you probably want to read it from my book, Up Your Game. But there are what I call kind of 14 chain links that connected me to Steve. And each one of them has to do with, first of all, giving of yourself to help somebody else. So give with no thought of getting, and great things can happen over time. I had a medical doctor that came to me one time and said, David, can you help my son-in-law? I said, tell me about it. So I went to lunch with the son-in-law. I did two or three favors for him. Ended up, the last favor, going to Sun Valley, Idaho, and speaking at a big conference up there for the son-in-law. And, of course, this wasn't a paid gig or anything. And, you know, I was just doing it out of friendship to this doctor that I knew. And lo and behold, I find myself in Sun Valley, Idaho in July of 2008. And I give my speech at the conference. Well, I find out that the keynote speech at noon is going to be Steve Wozniak, inventor of the Apple computer. So I had a choice that day. I could either go play golf in the afternoon, or I could hang around and listen to Steve speak. And sometimes in life, we make good decisions. That day, I made a good decision. I made the decision to stay. And I walked into an auditorium of over 500 people waiting for the Woz to give his words of wisdom. I sat down and I said to myself, you know, if I'm going to be here, I'm going to be here fully. So I sat down in the front row. And as I sat down in the front row, there was a young lady that was sitting next to me, and I turned to her and I said, hi, my name's David. What's your name? She says, my name's Julie. I said, Julie, it's a pleasure to meet you. What brings you to Sun Valley, Idaho, to this conference? And she says, oh, I'm Steve Wozniak's executive assistant. So as you show curiosity to other people, they'll reciprocate. And she reciprocated, and she says, well, tell me about yourself. And I told her about my history in the computer industry, and she was fascinated by that, and she says, would you mind hanging around after Steve's speech? He would love to take you to lunch and pick your brain. Well, now, who's going to turn down an offer like that? And so I hung around and went and visited with Steve. We had a great visit. I told him about my new company, Fusion.io. Long story short, we hired him as our chief scientist. But the whole premise of this is that I went through a number of different things that occurred to me and that I offered myself to do before I ever got this, you know, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to meet the Woz and then to eventually hire him. So do some good for other people. The law of reciprocity in the universe will turn around and help you.
Absolutely. That is so well put. I love that story. Thank you so much, David. We push so hard that if you just focus on the good you do in the world, it comes back to you.
Right.
And
you got it.
So thank you. Could you? I know you've got a new venture going on. It's like number one on the iTunes App Store. So I wanted you to just give us a quick what. Because you're so focused and you understand this giving back thing so well, and I think it's because of your years of just being in the world and you've kind of figured it out. So could you tell us a little bit about that, your new venture?
Well, a lot of this relates to my wife, Dr. Linda Bradford. She is a PhD in instructional technology, and she saw kids playing video games and being immersed in video games. And so she had this idea some years ago to merge, you know, and get our kids doing something decent with their lives other than just shooting people in video games. We created a company called Fluent Worlds. And with Fluent Worlds, of course, it comes from the word fluency. We teach people how to speak a foreign language while they're immersed in a 3D video game. So download it today from iTunes or the Google Play Store. Under Fluent Worlds, we believe that communication in the world is absolutely essential to creating peace in the world. It's also really essential. It's shown that people that learn a foreign language increase their earnings capacity 25% to 50%.
Wow.
And so if, you know, I think of the people in Ghana, I think of the people in Vietnam, Cambodia, the Philippines, their ability to increase their earnings in life and pay for a good way of life for their family can really be accelerated if they'll learn English as a second language. And so Fluent Worlds allows them to immerse themselves from their phone in a 3D video game while they're learning English. And now they don't have to fly to the United States to immerse themselves in Central Park or virtual Las Vegas. We have it on their phone for them so that they can go in, interact with a series of characters in a 3D video game while learning a language.
Wow, that is awesome. So Fluent World, we will put that on our website under this podcast. That just sounds so cool. I'm excited. So could my kids use it?
Absolutely. Your kids and your grandkids, I don't know what the ages they are, but I'll tell you, even for a kid ages 4 to 10 who want to improve their English speaking skills, it's a great game. Now, we'll morph the game over time to teach you how to speak Spanish or other people who speak Chinese or Portuguese.
Wow.
Right now, it's just teaching 1.6 billion people on planet Earth are studying English as a second language. We created the app for them so they could accelerate their language learning.
Wow. That is the epitome of doing business for good. Wow. Wow.
Too kind.
I love it. I love it. So with that said, let's talk a little bit about your book. I know you had mentioned it a little bit. It's Up Your Game, 6 Timeless Principles for Networking Your Way to the Top. Tell us a little bit about that. You know, I'm an author. I've written a book, and there's a lot that goes into that. And I'm sure this is like your baby. Your
Well, it's a compilation of my life experience, really. And in the book, I describe 6 what I call up principles. You need to be up in life. And so I talk about you got to show up in life. When I hired Wozniak, I showed up in Sun Valley, Idaho, right?
Wow. But
more importantly, I followed up. And so you have to, you know, follow up and connect with people. But the art of follow-up is a lost art in today's world. You sent me an email, and I think you might have been surprised that I actually followed up and got
your right.
email back, right?
Yes,
well,
I was.
I'm just a big believer, you know, when someone reaches out to you, none of us is as smart as all of us. I can learn something from everyone in every circumstance. And so I relish the opportunities to connect to people and to learn from them. I remember some years ago, and I tell the story in the book, where I met with an out-of-work sales rep that was looking for a job, and I didn't have much time that day. I was just trying to help the guy out. Had 7 kids, etc. Well, I'm the one who benefited by that lunch meeting. Sure, I gave him the names of 4 CEOs that he could visit with about his next job opportunity. But as I'm walking out, he says to me, "What can I do for you? Thank you for meeting with you today." And I said, "Hey, listen, not a problem, but..." He says, "No, seriously, what can I do for you?" I says, "Well, listen, I'm helping Dave Checkitz raise a sports fund. If you know a high net worth individual that might have an interest in investing in an international sports fund, let me know." The next day, I was in the mansion of a Saudi prince in Beverly Hills, California, pitching him on a $10 million investment in our deal. That would not have happened but for my going to lunch with that guy that day. I'm just telling you, it's the law of reciprocity. You do good for other people, they'll do good by you. It doesn't always happen the next day. It doesn't always happen in a week or a month or even 10 years down the road, but it will happen.
Wow, that is powerful. Thank you. Thank you. So with that, I would also like to talk a little bit about, you've got an up-and-coming online course. Is that correct? It's entitled Extreme Networking, because I think we're kind of focusing in on the philosophy here that it is about the relationships in your world. So tell us a little bit about that that course.
Yeah, they have me on video for 6 one-hour courses. where I talk about each one of these principles, and I go in depth. You know, the book kind of glosses over in a way, but I, in this video series, take people in depth into each one of my experiences with each one of the six UP principles. How do you link up? How do you use LinkedIn? How do you use Facebook? How do you use Instagram and all these modern methods of social media to connect and build relationships? And I explain all of those tricks in depth in a series of 6 one-hour videos. And that's just going to come out in the next month or so. And it's been a lot of fun to create.
Wow, that is awesome. So how can we communicate with you? Do you have, you know, all your social media stuff, website? Could you just kind of give us all of, how do folks connect with David Bradford?
Well, listen, first of all, anyone listening to this podcast, feel free to find me on LinkedIn and send me a LinkedIn request. If you personalize that LinkedIn request, I'm going to be much more likely to respond positively. It's so easy to just press a button and say, hey, connect with me on LinkedIn. But if you give me a reason for the connection, I'm much more likely to accept it.
Wow.
So go out, find me on LinkedIn, et cetera. You can also follow me on Twitter. You can follow me on, go to my website, davidbradford.com, and you'll see all the latest and greatest of what I'm doing. I don't lack for projects. I love life. I don't feel like I'm working. I just am enjoying life.
Oh, that is awesome. I love it. I love your philosophy. I wholeheartedly agree 100%. Life, there's too many people in this world right now that get out of bed in the morning hating what they're doing. It's our vision and our goal to get people to love what they're doing and love life and to connect with people. So thank you, David, for being on the show and for taking the time. I know you're on your way right now to a board meeting, and I just really appreciate that you, for one, answered my LinkedIn, hey, how you doing? Because I just threw it out there. They say, you know, how did you get David Bradford? And I said, well, I just asked to be on the show.
Right. I put my pants on the same way you did, so. Let's never be shy about asking. Worst that can happen is a no. So,
absolutely.
My last thought for you is, and it goes to your point, what I love about what you've done is you're an entrepreneur. You've been part of 20 companies, et cetera, but you're still out there doing. And I would just say this. The world needs dreamers.
Yes.
The world needs doers. But most of all, the world needs dreamers that do. And so I congratulate you on going out and building this, you know, wonderful podcast platform, because you're actually doing something.
Absolutely.
And everybody that's ever had a great idea probably got it in the shower. But it's the person that towels off and goes out and does something about it that changes the world.
Absolutely. There's a reason that on my business card, it has in big letters in the back, do exclamation point. Because I truly believe that doing is the secret to success. We can have ideas, we can think about things, we can learn stuff, but until we have action, we have nothing.
You got it.
Awesome, David. Thank you so much for being on the show. We really, really appreciate it. And maybe we'll have you back again sometime.
Okay, that'd be great. Take care.
Thank you, David.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Okay, we just had the interview with David Bradford, and Ryan is back with us.
Hey,
Ryan.
Everybody.
Woo! So I let you listen to David's interview. Wow. Was that powerful or what?
I don't have words, but then I have to talk because I'm on a podcast.
That's right. Oh, you have words. Not only that, I'm gonna put you on the spot and ask, what'd you get out of it? What did you get out of that interview the most? What do you think really rung true to you the most about David? I mean, super powerful guy, been around a lot, done a lot of things, knows some stuff about business, and I think he knows some stuff about doing business for good. What do you think, Ryan?
Yeah, I'm sorry I wasn't able to make it to that interview. I don't think I would have been able to do much on that interview, but yeah, he did good.
Kind of took it away.
Took it away. Yeah, that was amazing. Just grateful for him and taking the time. And that's basically what I'm saying. He took time out of his busy lifestyle, and he responded back to Bobby's email, and mm-hmm. he talked about connection, and he talked about people, and then he put proof in the pudding. You know, he said what he said, and he reached out to you. Not only did that, but he was prepared. He had a ability to lead.
It's not his first rodeo, can tell, huh?
Yeah. So I mean, we just really appreciate that, and that I think as an entrepreneur, in the tip of the day, you know, well, not tip of the day, but just what his interview was about was connection and doing good and making those connections with people.
That's what makes a difference.
That's what makes a difference.
It's what makes business really go around is the connections you make. I mean, he proved that over and over again. And I think that's why it's his mantra and that's why he lives it.
Yeah, for sure.
Is somebody at the door?
I don't know.
We're right in the middle of the podcast and somebody's at the door knocking at the door. Yes, they are.
Come on in.
Come on in, person knocking at the door. Yeah, this is how we roll at our podcast. We just let people in the studio, whoever wants to come. It's all good. Just cut everybody that shows up, we're in Studio 309, so just show on up. Okay, let's do the tip of the day. Tip of the day, brother.
Tip of the day is not
the
a...
The KISS principle.
It's not KISS the band.
It's not Knights and Satan's service. It's keep it simple, stupid. Yeah. We've learned this the hard way, right, Ryan? Sometimes we try so hard to make everything so perfect, and it's got to look a certain way, and we got to go do this, that, and the other, when actually, if we would have just kept it simple, we'd have gotten farther. Or even started, right, Ryan?
Yeah, the last few weeks for me has been looking at my company and working at all the details. It's still in startup mode, so I'm still learning and growing, and I got so caught up in so much details that it was crazy. Details on this, details on that. We got to build a minimal viable product. We've got to get to the meat and potatoes, who our audience is, and we have to have a way to get it out to their audience. Keep it simple. Stupid. Silly
or something. Yeah, a lot of people don't like that simple stupid anymore. That's too negative. You know, it's not politically correct to call people stupid. So you have to call it something else. That's keep right. It simple. Keep it silly. You silly fool.
Well, I was being silly because I was feeling
because you were making it too hard.
Yeah, I was feeling very overwhelmed. And I'm like, just keep it really simple.
Yes, yes. I think that is a huge – people don't realize, especially in business – there's so much fail quickly, fail often, you know, so you can learn. I mean, it's all about just getting it out there, doing something, taking an action, and then fixing it along the way, because there is no such thing as perfect. You can tweak and play along the way, but get something out there and sell something. Get something out there to prove the concept and then work on it.
I mean, the proof right here is our podcast.
Absolutely. We're getting better every day.
We're trying to keep it really simple and keep moving forward and learning and growing. But
yeah, even Jeff Bezos, his whole vision with Amazon was to be the anything store. It was not to be a bookstore, but that's where he started. He started as a bookstore because he knew that he could do that.
I think he's taking on Google these days.
Oh, it's not unstoppable. Amazon is just going crazy. But the vision was big, but he started small. He started simple. He started one thing at a time. We got good at this space. We tweaked, we learned it, and we did it.
Exactly.
Keep it simple.
Keep it simple. That is our tip of the day.
Tip of the day.
Or the, yeah.
Tip of the day. Biz hack. Tip of the movers and shakers. Who's the movers and shakers out there today that we're going to talk about? I know you're on this fast food kick, Ryan, because
well,
you're not
funny.
Eating any fast food.
I'm on this 12-week program to lose weight. So here I am, jonesing for little like fast food places. Well, last time we spotlighted Firehouse Subs, I just ran into a friend of mine, and he told me about Little Caesars. And I was like curious. He was telling me about how the founder of Little Caesars has done so much good in the community. And Bobby, we did some research. What did you find?
Yeah, we did research, and
you got some, like, the founder, what's his name? Yeah, let's start there.
Mike Litch. Mike Litch was the founder of Little Caesars.
That's not a name everybody just goes, Mike Lee. Mike
Litch. Litch. At least I think that's how you say it. L-L-I-T-C-H.
Yeah. Did great with the veterans.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. He started a veterans deal to create jobs for them and stuff like that. I think the really cool part is that he paid Rosa Parks's
rent
for like a decade.
You know Rosa Parks.
Anybody? Yeah, she was on the bus and
yeah,
she stood up for
civil rights.
Yeah, and she's an icon in the world, and he just took that on. She moved to Detroit after the situation, and he had paid her rent, and just
20 some years paid her rent.
Yeah, it's super cool.
So, I mean, here we are. We drive past the Little Caesars probably every other mile.
Yeah.
No.
And you don't think of them as doing good in the world.
Yeah.
Giving us pizza.
Giving me a bigger gut.
Yeah. And I guess pizza is a beautiful food, so maybe, I mean, that is doing good, I guess. But
yeah.
But you don't think of them as philanthropy and that kind of stuff. But he, you know, they started it. I thought it was very interesting that it was started in 1958. I didn't realize that.
1958, that's amazing. And they started small, and they kept it simple.
Yep.
In fact, the name was totally different. It was like Little Treats or something.
He wanted to call it Pizza Treats.
Pizza Treats.
And his wife said, "You're my Little Caesar." And so he gave in and said, "Okay, we'll call it Little Caesar."
Yeah, so it's kind of...
How many times can I drop my glasses? Do you think I can drop my glasses on the floor?
One more time.
That's three. All right. I got them on there. But a super cool spotlight.
Yeah, check it out. You can go to Google and Wikipedia. Put in his name, Mike Litch. Litch.
Yeah, Mike Litch or Little Caesars on the Wikipedia talks about.
Apparently, you know, he just passed away, too, just recently in this month, in February. So...
So this month is now not February.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, it's March. Yeah, we're
last
in March
month,
now.
He just
sorry.
Passed away.
Last month, yep. Yeah.
Okay. Google Challenge. So what are we putting in there?
Google Challenge. Initiate. How to hire employees in your startup.
How to hire employees in your startup. And Google says...
Locating. Going to page 3. By the way, if you have a Google Challenge you want to post, to go to our Facebook and definitely put one in for us, please.
Absolutely. Okay, here it is. Page 3. Top of the page 3. How to hire hybrid talent for your startup. Ooh. Yes Magazine.
Yes.
That's right. Yes Magazine.
Isn't there something like the art of saying yes to you in a book?
The art of the deal.
Art of the deal?
That's
always
Trump.
Always say yes.
Always say yes? No, I think you all... Yeah. Maybe. Always say yes? That'll get you in trouble.
Yeah.
Okay, there was a pop-up that came up, so that's one thing against the Yes Magazine, but you know they all do it, I guess. Okay, do we want to read that?
First paragraph.
Startups often create products, processes, and ideas that have never existed before. Like larger companies, startups must hire people who fit the bill according to culture, skill sets, and experience. But unlike larger companies, startups need dynamic workers with malleable skill sets who are ready to grow quickly. There you go. And then it's going to talk to you about how to find those people. So go to
how to hire, you know, hybrid. We'll put it on the Facebook.
Twitter. We'll put it on the Facebook page.
We're getting better with our social media, promise.
Are we? Oh, that's good. Okay. Action of the day. Oh, this is a good one.
So we'll just review the show, I guess.
Action of the day?
Oh, action of the day.
You remember?
Yeah, yeah.
Remember what we're doing? What we're telling people to do.
You got to go meet a new person and make a real connection, a real friend.
Yes. Yeah, so just like David Bradford kind of told us when he heard Wozniak was speaking at that event and he sat down next to the lady, he didn't know who she was. And you don't know who anybody is when you meet them on the street, you know, when you're, go find somebody, go make a connection with somebody and make a real friend.
There's a good example of this for me, actually.
Yeah.
Me and Bobby went to a seminar for 3 days.
Oh, yeah.
And I sat next to this lady, and she looked just like Reese Witherspoon. And I thought for the whole time, that whole day, I was like, wow, I'm sitting next to Reese Witherspoon. This is awesome. I didn't know she was this short.
Yeah.
But I've been able to follow her on Facebook, and I think she's agreed to be on the podcast.
Awesome.
So, there you go.
Reese Witherspoon is going to be on the podcast.
Her real name is something else. We'll introduce that later. She actually was a double for Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, really? That's awesome. Yeah, you never know the connections you make. And when you're open to a good connection, you're set. So, guys, get out there and make a real friend. Go make a commitment this week to go find a person that you don't know and make a real connection. You don't know what that will do for you. I mean, you may find yourself hanging out with Steve Wozniak.
Yeah.
Like David did. Well, okay, maybe not, but maybe Reese Witherspoon. How come I can't say her name?
Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah, you say it good. That's very good. I'll just say, and the lady. and Ryan will say her name. Who is it? The lady? He can't say it now. We've both lost it. Oh. All right.
So get
out there and find somebody. Find somebody to make a friend.
It's kind of cool, too, because we have an intro to another guest coming up.
Oh.
It leads into people, connection,
yes,
tribe.
Yes. Yes, tribes, our next guest. Ooh, we're putting in a little plug for the next guest for next week. So don't miss our next podcast.
The end.
The end. All right, it's a wrap.
Thanks for joining us, folks.
Thank you for listening to the Biz for Good show series with Bobby Glenn James and Ryan Pilkington. We want to thank our guests and all our fans of the show. Again, you can find us online at bizforgoodshow.com and on all our social platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. Have a great day, and remember, be good, do good.